Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscott, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when there's a mismatch in your sex life. Dear Viv, I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and for the first year or so, we had a very exciting sex life. However, over the last 3 years, it has dwindled to us now having sex less than once a month. We're still physically close. We're constantly kissing, holding hands, stroking, laughing together, but always in a loving rather than passionate way. There's plenty of love and attraction, just no sexual partnership at all. If you were to ask him, he'd pin this problem on me not wanting it. I'd pin it on a lack of communication. I have no desire to have sex, and when we do, I do it for him. It's just bottom of the list of things I want to do, and I never have any physical urges, although I do dream about sex a lot. I can therefore understand that he fears rejection. However, he doesn't understand that women are not just turned on at the flick of a switch. I need to be made to be turned on, which I assume he's afraid to do. And so he waits for me to initiate, which never happens. He works shifts, so isn't home before 10:30, at which point all I want to do is go to bed. When we first met, we were working in the same place, so we had similar schedules. Another issue we've butted up against is the type of sex we want. He once told me he's only interested in porn-like sex, whereas I crave something more loving and connected. I would compromise on a happy medium, but he flatly refuses and doesn't see the point. He is generally not a natural compromiser. I've tried to broach the conversation, but he refuses to talk about it, let alone find solutions. Even suggesting something as simple as trying out scheduling sex, I schedule everything and I think that would help me, was met with anger. I think he feels that wanting sex should just be natural, and if it's not, there's no point. I say I think because we've never had a conversation about it. I would like to try therapy, but I'm scared to suggest it. I'm also on the pill, predominantly to regulate my periods, although I wonder whether this is affecting my hormones or my lack of desire for sex is much more of a psychological thing. I've had one previous long-term boyfriend with whom I also completely lost desire for sex, and other than that, my sexual experience has been on more of a one-off basis. Although in all of my sexual experiences, the emotion I recall most strongly was of wanting intimacy and acceptance by another human being rather than wanting to have sex. I want to have sex and enjoy it. I want that kind of connection. But how can I start to desire sex? And how can I get this stubborn non-talker to open up to communication in a calm way? Thank you, Anonymous. Dear Anonymous, thank you so much for writing in with a question that I think will help a lot of people. Here's where I had an aha moment in your letter. He works shifts, so isn't home until 10:30. When we first met, we had similar schedules. I think this might be a case of mistaking one problem for another. You've come to me saying that you have a sex life problem. I think maybe you have a scheduling problem. You suggest this yourself when you say that you've suggested scheduling and he's rejected it. There is your issue right there. Sex just does not fit into the current life schedule that you both have, and scheduling sex is not something that your boyfriend is happy to do. That's where the problem is. These two things are mutually incompatible. If you go on as you are, you will just stop having sex ever. And if you try to schedule sex, your boyfriend will resist it. So what to do? I think the first step would be for you both to accept the diagnosis or the definition of the problem. At the moment, I think you both have different ideas about what the problem is. He thinks that it's that you don't want to have sex with him. You do, though, just not when he comes home from work, right? I think that therapy or marriage guidance counselling, as you suggest yourself, might help. I know you're not married, by the way, but that doesn't mean you can't go for marriage guidance counselling. You're reluctant to suggest this, and I can see why, but you need to be able to find the language to express to him why you feel so strongly about this and to explain that this is not going to fix itself. If he won't open up and participate in this conversation, this is in itself a problem. And I wonder if perhaps that is the thing that you're most afraid of. I don't think it's helpful for you to blame yourself or investigate whether it's the pill or ask how you can suddenly rediscover your libido when your boyfriend is just coming home from a long night at work and you want to go to sleep. At the moment, it's just that you're both asking the impossible of yourselves. You're asking yourself to be up for sex at times when you're not, and you're asking him to find more time for you when he doesn't understand why he has to do that. So on top of the scheduling problem, there is basically a communication problem, as you say yourself. I think it's time for you to both be very honest about what you want. Try to find a neutral time to talk about this when you're both in a good mood. You say at the beginning of your letter that you have a good, loving relationship. Focus on that. Talk about what both of you want without apportioning blame. Talk about what an ideal situation might look like for both of you, even if that ideal situation seems impossible at the moment. Try and spend some time remembering the stuff that brought the two of you together in the first place. I'm no sex therapist. God knows my husband will tell you that. But I know this is the sort of thing that makes you feel better in a relationship. This conversation, whether you have it yourself or you do it with a therapist or a counsellor or even both of those options, this conversation is going to be the place to start. If you could both at least agree that what's happening at the moment is not working and that the schedule is a big part of the problem, then that would be a start. That way as well, you're just stating facts and you're not blaming anyone. Work out from that point. The bit of your letter that does worry me is the bit where you talk about the porn-like sex and how this is something that he wants but you don't. This is a whole other discussion, it seems to me. But it's clearly something you need to talk about once you've sorted out why exactly you're not really having very much sex at all and what you might do to change this. I do wonder if the idea of porn-like sex might be underlying all this, that you both see sex as different things. That is not necessarily a problem as long as you're both honest about it. The last thing for me to say is not a happy one, I'm afraid, because it does worry me that when you've tried the things that I'm suggesting here, and you sort of have already tried them, he has shut the conversation down and got angry. If that persists, then it's hard to know what the solution is or if there is a solution, because one person cannot have a sex life on their own and one person cannot save a relationship on their own. For both of these things, you have to both want it. Don't be frightened that this might be on the table, but bear in mind that it's a possibility. Only by opening up the conversation are you going to get anywhere with any of this. So pick your moment and be brave. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope we see you there.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.